Good morning, 8:41 here on the Mighty 690, and it is September the 1st, and it is time for the kickoff of the CCC Humanities Project, and we are excited to once again be giving you a preview of some of those guests that are going to be performing here every Tuesday at the Spence Rounds Theater. And today, we are kicking things off with Beth Watts-Nelson and Brandon Day, the duo Beth and Brandon. Good morning to you both. How's it going?
Good morning.
Hey, it's great to have you here in studio, and we're just looking forward to some really great music from you. So, you know, you're kicking things off for the season, so we got high expectations for you.
Okay.
So, you came in from a little ways away, one of you maybe a little bit further than the other here of late. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, where you hail from.
Well, we come out of Kansas City. I'm born and bred in Olathe. And, Brandon flew in, he was touring, across the pond.
Yes, ma'am.
Where'd you come from, Brandon?
I woke up yesterday morning in Bushmills, the tippy top of Ireland, and somehow was able to find my way back to the States, to my car in Kansas City, and gladly popped on down to Coffeeville.
So you had to go back. It's like, what, 6 or 7 hours difference? You went like backwards or?
Correct.
It's always confusing when we start thinking about that.
It's like two different existences.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
You just chop them up with a nice flight and a tin can for a while.
I think going to Europe is usually not bad. It's like the coming back is the worst. It's a lot worse coming back.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So
it is.
I'm glad you're able to make it here and you're upright. So that's good.
Thank you.
I hope he stays up for the concert tonight.
You've got a busy day, I know, coming
we
up
do.
Here. They
we
keep
do.
You busy with these. So tell us a little bit about your duo here and how did you both start playing music together?
There's this great community in Kansas City called the Rural Grit Happy Hour. It meets every Monday night for the last 28 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just a smattering of roots musicians. And that's where Brandon and I met. And they kind of pair people together. And we ended up paired together and we kind of liked it. So we just stuck together.
Well, that's great. You love it when that works out and you find someone you can match your musical interests up with and everything. So, what would you say is your style of music?
How about, what do you think, Brandon?
Oh, I think I'll take a page from the Derrieres, another duo that we met at Real Great Happy Hour in Kansas City, and say it's Americana because it is a blend, a confluence of folk, of bluegrass. Beth also plays the clawhammer banjo, so there's some very traditional Appalachian styles in there.
I
come from a jazz background. I'm an upright bassist in Kansas City, so I have some jazz background. Beth was heavy into the choral influence, so there's a little, you can pick and choose little bits of every song and find that maybe this word or that thought or that feeling came from somewhere else, but it's all Americana.
Sure. No, it is really neat to be able to keep this music going, and it seems like there's just such an interest in it and some specialty groups there, and I'm sure, you know, the musical scene in Kansas City, there's a lot of different options kind of at your disposal there. Have you been to the Coffeeville area before?
2 years ago, we played a concert. We did the same humanities program 2 years ago. And played a concert at the community college.
Mm-hmm. Great. Well, we're excited to have you back here. So what does, when we start to get into a little bit of music here, you mentioned a couple of different instruments. Your guitars look almost identical. I'm sure they're a little different. But they look, to me, I'm not a guitar guy. So I'm like, they look exactly the same.
They're different.
they're pretty different. And
really?
Just so you know, Beth and I are a little bit different as well. there's a bit of a height discrepancy.
Yeah.
And we usually sing kind of old-timey style into a single microphone together.
Oh, yeah.
So you may see me ducking down quite a bit or Beth being on her tiptoes, depending on the song.
You should have told me that. We could
have gotten that. Oh, that would have been fun.
The old ribbon mic.
Cool old-timey mic.
But Beth, for all the guitar aficionados, Beth plays an old Gibson.
Yeah, it's a 1969 LGO.
It's a 69 LGO, and I play a more traditional Dreadnought shape guitar, and this one's a Norman. It's handmade in Canada.
Oh, that's awesome.
So it's a little bit different, but all American here, or all North American, I should say.
There you go.
Mm.
Yes.
American, Americana. So, so how about you want to get into a little bit of music, a little bit of preview here for folks, what you might be able to hear tonight. What do you want to start out with?
Well, we're going to play a song off the album that we just put out. It's a live album, and this is an original song. It's called If Only. Hello, it's me, long time no see. I bet it's been since way back before fall. Yeah, we're okay, it's just been one of those days. I sure am glad you called. If only my lonely would call on the phone, we might only be lonely, we two. But lonely won't phone me, so I'll just be only alone with my lonely and you. So hey, what's new? That sky's still blue, although inside it likely looks like rain. Yeah, we're all right, it's just another lonely night. It's nice to hear you feel the same. If only my lonely would call on the phone, we might only be lonely, we two. But lonely won't phone me, so I'll just be only alone with my lonely and you. I may not physically be all alone, it's you and me here in our home, but sitting on the sofa watching Oprah and old reruns on the TV, we're together technically. We're so far apart and lonely. If only my lonely would call on the phone, we might only be lonely, we two. But lonely won't phone me, so I'll just be only alone with my lonely and you. My lonely won't phone me, so I'll just be only alone with my lonely and you.
Very good. Beth and Brandon here on the Mighty 690. Fantastic. And I can see why you stuck together musically. That's fantastic. Your voices just go together so well.
Oh, thank you.
So nice, tight harmonies there. I love
thank
it.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really, really good. So, I don't think there's nothing that you could have done to improve that. I mean, it was really good. Really good.
I was kind of wishing I would have let Brandon take a second solo on that. Wasn't that awesome?
That was awesome.
Isn't he great?
Yeah, it just sounds so good. And
we'll save it for the show.
That's
tonight.
Right.
Maybe tonight. That's what
that means.
That's what we'll
there
do
you go.
Tonight.
A reason to come back. It's a performance at 6:30, Spencer Rounds Theater, and it's free, so you can't beat that. Fantastic entertainment we have. You want to block out your Tuesday evenings to check out the Humanities Project, and it's just such a great time, and we have such a wonderful talent to be able to come in here and check things out. So if for folks for whatever reason can't make it tonight, do you have any upcoming engagements that we can check out?
Good question. Well, we do have some music available on Bandcamp.
Yeah.
You could go to bandcamp.com and you could get our new live album. It's not on Spotify or any of the stuff like that. We do have some things available on Spotify, but not this new album yet.
We're playing a little festival on Saturday, September 12th, Bluegrass and the Tallgrass. That's a little bit north of Kansas City, but we're playing with a few different artists from around the region.
That's in Liberty.
In Liberty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little closer to home around here, though, we're going to be here 2 weeks from today. Not here. We'll be in Winfield, Kansas.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
We're playing on a Tuesday night when they shut down the town and they have music in the streets.
Music crawl, the downtown music
crawl. Great.
Music crawl. And you can find us kind of on the southern side of it all at Grammy's Sandwiches.
That's right. We'll be outside of Grammy's Sammy's 2 weeks from today.
Wonderful.
Getting ready for the big Walnut Valley Festival.
Yeah, and we're going to have some tickets coming up for that, too.
Oh,
so,
cool.
You know, for the whole shebang there. So it's going to be a good time. So hopefully come out and check that. That's always such a big one. So that's a mecca for sure.
It's awesome. Yeah.
So do you have one more we might be able to squeeze in before we run out of time here?
You want to sing one for us, Brandon?
I could be so persuaded. This one's about a little town. Kind of near my hometown in Idaho. Well, out in the old Palouse, there's a town still resolute. They've only had one store, whose doors don't work no more. Drive by it, you may. Well, no one's gonna cry, but you'll miss my favorite place and the Washtenaw. Washtenaw Waltz was the last song played by many traveling bands back in the day. Don't it sound homey, I know. Well, there's not much to do except that Washtenaw Waltz. I'll pick her pretty now.
Okay.
Off that old Palouse, there's that town still resolute. They've only had one store, whose doors don't swing no more. Drive by it you may, where no one's gonna cry, but you'll miss my favorite place and the Washtenaw Waltz. Washtenaw Waltz was the last song played by many traveling bands back in the day. Don't it sound homey and old? Well, there's not much to do except that Washtenaw Waltz. Washtenaw was the last song.
Fantastic. That is the musical duo of Beth Watts Nelson, Brandon Day here on the Mighty 690. Again, just I wish you could just stay all day and just keep us going. But
we'll be in town.
That's right.
Sure.
Yeah. So, of course, folks can see it tonight if they want to get the whole performance, 6:30 Spence Rounds Theater. And it's a free show, so you can't beat it. And I always like to ask our musical traveling guests one final question here. If we get to your neck of the woods up into the Kansas City area, anything that we need to do and see, what would be a really good thing to check out?
Well, the Rural Grit Happy Hour on Monday nights is pretty awesome.
It's every Monday?
Every Monday night for 28 years.
I will say the third Monday of the month is always the best. It's duos and trios. Your names get thrown in a hat. The organizer pulls it out, and you have 5 minutes to figure out what song you're doing, maybe with somebody you've never met, on an instrument you can't pronounce, or there's one guy who makes his instruments out of found objects like pots, pans, tennis rackets, and the like. And you have 5 minutes to figure out what it is, and then you get to do it. And that's, I think, about as much fun as you can have.
Well, that's great. Now, obviously, people can participate, but can you just come and spectate as well? And yeah,
absolutely. And they have a meatloaf special, and they have a chicken fried steak special that night, specifically for the Rural Grit Happy Hour.
Oh, that's wonderful. Mm.
It's nice. Comes with a piece of cake.
Hey, that sounds great. It really does. So that is really great. Well, I hope that you two enjoy your time back here in Coffeyville. And we really appreciate you coming on by and stopping by the Mighty 690.
Thanks so much.
Yes, thank you, James. Thanks
All
for
right.
having us.
Wonderful. That is Beth Watts-Nelson and Brandon Day. And again, if you like their music here on the radio, you can always stop on by Spence Rounds Theater. That is 6:30, and that is tonight here in Coffeyville. On the way, we have a update here on our weather from News on 6, and we'll be getting into your calls here in just a few moments for Open Line, your time to buy, sell, trade, and talk coming up here on the Mighty 690.